living in Vegas and being a recovering degenerate gambler isn't easy, because everywhere you turn, there's a place to gamble. If you go to the gas station, they got slot machines. If you go to the supermarket, they got slot machines. If you're in the airport, they got slot machines. So quitting gambling while living in Vegas has been hard. I recently celebrated 11 months without it, but it's not the first time that I ever tried to quit. When I first started doing comedy out here, I went to an open mic, and I ended up winning $20 for second best set. And I was really excited because it was the first time that I ever made money doing comedy. And I was also really happy because I was dead broke from my gambling problem, and now I had $20. So I always told myself that if I ever made money off doing comedy, that I would quit gambling because I'd found another way to make money. So driving home that night from the open mic, I was feeling really good about myself, knowing that I would never gamble again. And then I remembered I needed a pack of cigarettes. So I stopped at the gas station and lost my $20 in a slot machine. So instead, just quit smoking. Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. I'll be joined later on in the show by my sister Ray Legg. Remember, two legs are better than one. And we had her on last episode. She's a big hit. We had a lot of laughs. So we recorded something. She gave away a secret sauce recipe that you're going to want to hear about. I also have a Netflix recommendation. And we talk a little Eagles Cowboys. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit Major League Baseball. Last night, the Astros beat the Yankees to advance to the World Series, and they're playing the Washington Nationals. Now, I bought a Washington Nationals hat when the team first moved to Washington, and I still wear that hat to this day. I'm not a fan of the team. I just like the hat. But when I go into the gas station down the street, the Circle K, first off, they all go, "Hello, hello, hello." Nicest gas station you ever walk into. But the cashier there, he sees my Nationals hat, and he is super excited for me. The happiest anybody's ever been for me. Just because he thinks I'm a fan of the Nationals, and they're in the World Series. Now, I don't have the heart to tell him, because he's so happy. Plus, I feel really good about how nice he's being to me. So now this has become work. Because every time I go in there, he wants to talk about the team. So now I'm doing like scouting reports on their hitters and their pitchers, and it's starting to get frustrated. And the thing is, if the Nationals win the World Series, I think this guy's going to give me like a present or a gift, maybe a trophy. So I'm going to keep, you know, the Nationals thing. I was kind of hoping they would play the Yankees in the World Series, because I also have a Yankees hat that I was going to then wear into the store and just totally confuse them. And seriously, people always are coming up to me when I'm wearing the Nationals hat. And the joke goes, if you haven't heard it before, they're like, "Hey, what do you think about the Nationals tonight?" And I'm like, "It's not a Nationals hat." And they're like, "Well, what's the W stand for?" And I tell them, stands for well. I'm really fucking bald, so I always wear this hat. I'm sorry if you had to sit through that joke for like the 20th time. But for you new people, you're welcome. Anyway, let's get into the segment with my sister, Ray Legg. She's a Dallas Cowboys fan. We'll talk about Eagles Cowboys. She's a master chef. She'll give her top five dishes that she makes along with her secret recipe. And I give my Netflix recommendation, which a little hint involves Paul Rudd.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. There's no music this time.
It's no music?
Good. There's no music this time. I think we got it right. This. I think we got it right.
I'm getting good at this. What do you mean we? This is my thing.
Oh, but it was my music.
Pittsburgh's your thing. This is my thing.
Pittsburgh is my thing. I used to, how many times do you think I yelled that at you when you lived here?
I don't think you yelled it like once when I lived there, but I think when I wasn't home, you would scream it out loud.
Yeah,
why won't he leave?
Pittsburgh is my thing. I would go up to Grandview Avenue and shout it out into the city.
Over the mountains. They could hear you at the Pirates game, but it was only like 11 people, so it wasn't.
So not too many people got the message.
Yeah. So.
Do you hear my steak sizzling on my George Foreman grill?
Are you cooking steak?
I'm cooking steak on the George Foreman grill, yeah.
If you had to go top five lists of things that you cook, because I lived with you, and I'll be honest, you don't know how to cook. You made everything too spicy.
I've changed my ways.
You've gotten better?
I've gotten better. I've learned new things.
All right. Well, if you had to go top five dishes that you, because we like to do a lot of lists on the show.
Okay.
If you had to go top five dishes that you make.
That I've made for you or that I make? Because I've really stepped up my game since you lived
no,
here.
No, just whatever you make. It didn't have to be for me. I never ate anything you made anyway. It was too damn spicy. Plus, I just went upstairs and ate like a bag of Sour Patch Kids and drank a Red Bull, and I was all good for the day.
Pissed in your Turkey Hill toilet.
It was a far walk to the bathroom. I was all the way up in the attic. I had a lot of empty Arizona green tea jugs, and I decided, what the hell? You know?
Disgusting.
I empty them out every couple months.
Anyway, the list, the top five things. Do I have to go first? Are you gonna tell your list?
I have like cereal, toast, and pasta. That would be my list.
All right, so top five things that I make. Number five is pasta salad.
That's not a meal.
Oh, it has to be. Has to be.
What did you have for dinner? Pasta salad. What? I didn't ask what you had with dinner. I asked what you had for dinner.
I mean, all we ever had in our house is noodles and sauce, so pasta salad was our dinner.
That's okay. Number four.
Well, number four. All right. If we're thinking dishes, salsa chicken. How'd you feel about the salsa chicken?
You always burnt too much. You always burnt the cheese on top. The chicken was never cooked all the way. It was cooked unevenly, the chicken and the cheese. You had to put the salsa on it just to fight the infection. Number three.
Let's see. Well, no, this is going to be my number one. Number three. I make really good sauces.
Boy, you should throw a dinner party. Have everybody over for some potato salad and sauces.
Pasta salad. I can't do potato salad. I do, though. Like, I make really good sauces. I, like, mix stuff together, and then I put it on, like, chicken.
What's your best sauce? A secret recipe you want to share with the audience?
Yeah. So I just thought of it last week.
I've never tried it yet. You just thought of it right now during this conversation. So you could say anything. You can mix anything together right now.
No, my best sauce.
Oil and water. That doesn't mix.
That won't work. It'll separate. My best sauce is Catalina dressing mixed with sriracha sauce. And it'll change your life.
It's a dinner. You can make a dinner out of it. You just sit there and you know what you do is you just squeeze it. what you do is you squeeze it into your mouth. You don't even have to dirty your bowl.
No, exactly. So then you save the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I'm trying to make these stuffed portobellos, and I just opened up my oven, and there's cheese everywhere.
Oh, what a surprise.
Anyway.
Well, don't worry. The chicken's not cooked yet. Number two.
Number two would be chicken marsala.
Again, undercooked chicken. Number one.
You liked everything burnt.
No, I like everything cooked.
You would burn everything. It'd be char on it, and that's how you like
it. I hate cooking chicken. I never get it right. It's never done enough.
I know.
Chicken's the worst.
It's tough. I love chicken. I cook it all the time, but
that's why I eat macaroni and cheese and frozen pizzas and peanut butter and jelly.
The real question that I want to bring up is, do you preheat your oven?
Oh, God. Nobody knows what that means. That was like 18 podcasts ago.
Hootie does. Darius Rucker, he preheats his oven.
Nobody even knows who Hootie is.
Darius Rucker. Wagon wheel.
Number one.
Is by far, and people have told me time and time again that it's the best they've ever tried, is the taco dip that I make.
I don't think you're eating right. You're eating raw chicken, side dishes, and sauce. But the thing is, you put the sauce on the raw chicken, so really, what are you doing?
Getting salmonella.
No wonder you're not married yet.
That's part of my diet. Get salmonella.
When do you get married? When do you get married?
Whenever I find someone foolish enough to marry me for my cooking.
Oh my gosh. You're gonna look forever. That's like me. I I'm always single, never with anybody.
Yeah. And, it's like,
I met this girl and we were hanging out for a long time, and it was never really going anywhere, but it came to where, like, this was the night that it was make or break. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I got a hotel room and the whole night planned, and I had it all mapped out. And on the way to the hotel room, I stopped at the gas station because I wanted to get munchies, because you know me, I get the munchies at night.
Yeah, of course.
So I stop at the gas station before I go there, and I grab a bag of Doritos. I love Doritos. You know, you can't go wrong with a bag of Doritos.
Cool Ranch or the other
just
ones?
Just regular nacho cheese.
All right.
And so I bring it to the cashier, and the cashier goes, "That'll be $5.50." And I'm like, are you sure that's not the price for the bag of gold? Because $5.50.
That's a little drastic for some Doritos.
A bag of Doritos. Like,
especially the bad kind.
Right. And it's not even like the supersized bag. It's just like a regular bag of Doritos. $5.50. But of course I pay it, because I'm not going to stop at another place, you know?
Yeah, it's the convenience.
But anyway, like, it was just so aggravating. But anyway, so the night really didn't go well at all. And it just made me realize that things with me and this girl weren't going to work out, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I decided I was going to leave everything behind in the hotel room. I left the bottle of wine that she gave me for my birthday for the maids overnight.
Okay, that was nice, yeah.
And I ripped up a notebook that she gave me.
Okay.
And I threw away a keychain that she gave me as a...
Okay.
And I checked out keys. You could check out on the TV.
Yep.
I leave the key on the dresser. And I leave the room. And as soon as the door shut, I broke down and started crying.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I had forgotten to take the $5.50 bag of Doritos with me.
Big mistake.
Right.
Big mistake.
And I'm pretty sure the receipt was in the notebook that I ripped up.
So you're just an overall loss right there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I can't, nothing works out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really upset about it. I think about the Doritos all the time. Yeah, yeah, can't get over it.
Why wouldn't you, you know?
I hope that joke went good through your whatever you were doing with the pan and the timer going off. It was perfect timing for you to be doing stuff in the background when I was going through the, you know, the one joke I do a show.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't want to burn the house down. I had to take
pics. I don't know. That joke was worth it.
That joke would have burned the house down. So to say, you can show
this. That's actually why the fire alarm went off. It wasn't because of your cooking. It was because, no, it was, you burnt the cheese. You burnt
I
the
did.
Cheese. Sometimes you can't let the fire alarm scare you. Like, I work at a casino, and you know, you've been at a casino. When the fire alarm goes off, it, like, people, they don't move at all.
They don't care. Nope.
Literally, nobody moves when the fire alarm goes off at a casino.
No.
What was that?
No, they don't. I agree.
No. Big game today. Well, big game today.
I know. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm an Eagles fan. You're a Cowboys fan. Yep. Even though when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you're all like, oh, I'm so happy for the Eagles. I'm so proud of them. Like,
that's because I'm a good sister.
What?
I'm a good sister. You were excited. I mean, everybody knows the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl and your life was going to change.
The thing is, your life doesn't change. Like, you don't get a trophy. You don't get nothing. I had to buy my own T-shirt when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, it cost me money. It, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
Your life doesn't change.
At the time, though, you think, you know,
it's going to be life changing. No, I was so happy. I was so excited. They won the Super Bowl. I thought everything was going to be different. Turns out they put a parade on TV. Parade on TV. I watched, you know how boring a parade on TV? A parade in person isn't fun. You can watch one on TV.
They're not that fun.
No, really. Like, they're not even fun to win the Super Bowl. It really isn't.
Well, I was excited for you. They did it.
You're happy that I was going to be miserable.
Exactly. I knew that it wasn't going to change your life, so I was actually proving a point. That's exactly what I was doing. But the game tonight, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think you're going to lose.
I mean, I don't think we're going to.
Your team stinks. I don't normally do this. I don't normally, like, get into arguments in sports arguments anymore because they're completely irrelevant because it's just all opinion. But it's a fact. The Cowboys stink. The Eagles are going to crush them.
I don't think they're going to crush them.
I call it a lock. It's a lock.
It's a lock,
yeah.
I mean, I might have to lock that up too. But I'm still – I mean, this is what Cowboys fans do. If there was like a sound
I put into the show when people made bad jokes, I would insert it. Maybe I will. Who knows what I'll do with this. But you said that you should lock it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was stupid. Like, that's not funny. What are you talking about?
you said it was a lock.
And you go, well, I should lock it up. Well, what does that mean?
It means that I agree. My team sucks. They're garbage. They're going to lose. No, I think they're going to win just because they
said?
Lost.
You just said they're going to lose. You literally, your sentence was, they're going to lose. I think they're going to win. Like, what do you think? I'm going to edit this for you to be right? No. Yeah, that's not how it works.
I think, I didn't mean saying that I think they're going to win. People already think I'm a Steelers fan. You got it. You can't just have people thinking that I'm just completely not a Cowboys fan. I am a Cowboys fan, though, and that's how I know that they're going to lose the game tonight because all they do is disappoint us.
So they're going to lose. Because, to be clear.
Yes.
Okay.
To be clear, they're probably going to lose.
All right. Well, this is all going to probably be released during the game, so.
Oh, well. Well, maybe I'll bring them luck then.
Well, either way, you'll be right.
Anytime. Most likely. The only plus side to the Cowboys playing how they normally play is maybe I'll get to turn the game off at halftime and go to bed.
You know what I always find fun? A good halftime nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was gambling, my team would be winning like by like 20 points and halftime would come and I'd be like, ah, it's time to take a halftime nap. And I'd fall asleep at halftime and I'd wake up in the fourth quarter and the team that I had that was winning by 20 points at halftime would now be losing by like 30 points. And I think I'd hope it was all a dream. And yeah.
Yeah, and then you go back for another nap.
No, I just bet another game. I wouldn't,
oh, okay.
I wouldn't go back for a nap. Are you crazy? I gotta get my money back, you know?
Gotta get your money back. Very true. It's the only way to do it. throw more away. That's the only way you get it back.
Well, you don't, at the time, you don't think you're throwing it away. At the time, sure. You feel like it's a lock.
And then it's not.
Well, sometimes it is.
Sometimes. It's all that matters. One out of 1,000 isn't bad.
Hey, have you been watching Netflix?
Yes.
Have you seen the new thing they put out with Paul Rudd, Living With Yourself, yet?
No, I didn't watch it yet. Should I watch it?
Oh, my. I watched it straight through. I watched every episode. Granted, it was only like 7 episodes. Every episode I watched straight through.
Was it good?
It was phenomenal. And let me tell you something. If it's post Friends, Paul Rudd, I ain't missing it. Paul Rudd is phenomenal.
Paul Rudd's pretty good.
Nobody gives him any credit. Role Models? Remember the movie Role Models?
That was a great movie. That was a fantastic movie.
Paul Rudd's amazing. I mean, how many timers do you need?
I'm cooking a meal. I got a gourmet meal tonight for the Cowboys. You know how you order Domino's? This is what I do. I cook a gourmet meal before my team plays.
But anyway, Living With Yourself, anyway. Paul Rudd, he's incredible. He's so talented. There's two of them. It's not one Paul Rudd. It's two Paul Rudds.
Okay.
What a great, I haven't watched a TV show like that in months.
I'm about to watch, like, this is the next thing I'm going to watch.
So Paul Rudd is with Paul Rudd. He gets cloned and it's two Paul Rudds. And the clone finds out, spoiler alert, the clone finds out.
Don't spoiler alert it for me.
This is the synopsis. Everybody knows this going in. So Paul Rudd's a clone and he's, you know, he's all alone. And my thing is, I have a solution.
What's the solution?
That the clone, Paul Rudd, the clone, he's not the real Paul Rudd. He should marry Ursula.
Ursula?
Ursula from Friends.
Ariel.
Ursula, Phoebe's sister, because she wasn't real either. She was kind of like a clone too. And so Paul Rudd ends up marrying Phoebe and Friends. So I think the clone should marry Ursula, Phoebe's sister.
Wait, is Paul Rudd married to Phoebe?
Yeah, Paul Rudd in Friends, remember?
Paul Rudd wasn't in Friends.
Paul Rudd was. He married Phoebe. Are you kidding me? Paul Rudd. Do you not know who Paul Rudd is?
Who do you know who Paul Rudd is. Wait, Paul Rudd was in Friends?
Mike, he married Phoebe.
Wow.
Mike, remember Mike? You didn't know that was Paul Rudd.
I mean, I probably knew it was Paul Rudd. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, it's true. You are an idiot. I mean, I asked you to name your top five favorite foods, and you gave me sauces and two side dishes. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Not too sure. Ow, shit.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm really getting hurt here.
Are you going to do the dishes tonight, or are you going to let them sit until the flies show up like the Sims game? I remember I would come home and there'd be the flies there, and I'd look at the dishes and I'd be like, I don't really care. And I would just go upstairs and go to sleep.
And pee in a bottle.
This could be like, are you okay? Are you choking? Take a shot of sauce. Wash it down with a shot of sauce.
Now's the time in the show where I update the counter that we keep track of. Currently sits at 30 episodes without gambling. Let's go ahead and update that counter right now to 31 episodes without gambling. Ah, son of a bitch. I burnt the toast. How do you burn the toast? It's such a sensitive fire alarm, too. Oh, this is getting ridiculous.